Obviously, this is a dynamic situation that we've got going on right now with a lot of different changes happening. And to that end, one of the things that we thought would be beneficial is to have somebody with a medical background to get up and to speak a few words with us. And Scott Shear is a member of our congregation here. A lot of you just know him as Scott, who sits over on this side of the sanctuary, but he's actually an ER doc, and he's got administrative responsibilities over several ERs here in Nevada and in the Bay Area. And so he's got a few words to share with us about how to deal with COVID-19. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys are used to seeing my lovely wife. I'm kind of tucked over in the corner. But anyway, so what we know about COVID-19, obviously it originated in China, Wuhan, China. The spread is very rapid because it's what we call a novel virus, which means it's new. So we haven't had the ability to develop antibodies or any protective mechanisms about this virus. So how is it transmitted, and why are kind of social distancing important? It's transmitted by droplets. So that means if somebody sneezes, coughs, and you're 3 to 6 feet away, the likelihood of you contracting this disease is pretty high. So what is a pandemic? So basically, a pandemic is when you can't control the virus anymore. And it spreads throughout every country, throughout the world, no matter what. So what are the symptoms that people are presenting to the ER with? Most importantly, fever. Second is a dry cough. And then the rest of them are kind of just upper respiratory symptoms. So who's most at risk? 60 plus and comorbid conditions. So what does comorbid conditions mean? Diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, things like that. So a lot of these things that we are doing here at the church and throughout the community is not to protect the young and healthy, is to protect my grandparents, my parents. Social distancing. So you can see up there on the screen kind of what social distancing is and why we strategically use it in the healthcare system. So if you did not social distance in a disease that is this contagious, you can see in the red blip there, the number of patients that would need to have seek healthcare. And you can see the line of the healthcare system capacity. So without doing social distancing and the things that we're doing to protect our community, it would completely overrun the healthcare system in the United States and around the world. So that's why that's important. So how to protect yourself? Number one, wash your hands. Number two, clean surfaces around you. Number three, avoid touching your face. It's very difficult for me because I have a beard and I like to play with it. So it's very difficult for me. Stay at home when you're sick. If you don't feel well, there's no reason for you to go to work and infect your colleagues or anybody else around you. Eliminate close contact, so touching. As you can say, as I told you before, this virus spreads between 3 and 6 feet in droplet manner. So we're going to Hawaii in a couple days, so nobody got the coronavirus from doing a little shaka. So what's next? So far in the United States, we have less than 3,000 cases. And the reason why this is probably underreported is because we in the healthcare field do not have enough tests to test everybody. So we are only testing people that are high risk. Here in Southern Nevada, we have 20 cases, confirmed cases in Southern Nevada. Once the testing becomes more available, you're gonna see this number of 3,000 jump significantly. Viruses sometimes go away in warmer weather. We're not sure if that's gonna be the case in this one because Australia is still experiencing cases and it's warm weather there. Vaccine, about 10 to 12 months away. So hopefully before the next corona season, because what we're anticipating is we're gonna have a flu corona season year over year over year now. Improved available testing, we already touched that. And then medication, there's a lot of antivirals that are being tested now and a lot of things that are being fast-tracked. And hopefully we can get something that doesn't cure the disease, but lessens the symptoms and the mortality. So again, I will be available after service if you guys have any specific questions. Wash your hands, stay safe, and thank you.